thanks for coming out today. I just want to thank all the elected officials that we have coming out showing support for this bill. I truly believe that society is judged by how we treat the weakest and the most vulnerable members. And that's why I recently introduced Senate Bill 1011, which will begin the process of amending the state constitution to grant victims inherent rights in Pennsylvania. The language of the House and the Senate bill is the product of a collaborative effort that's taken place between the Pennsylvania District Attorney's Office, between victims' rights groups, and the National Marcy Law Movement. Marcy's Law ensures that victims have the ability to be an integral part of the criminal justice system. Marcy's Law will be a constitutional amendment that will be required for both criminal and juvenile court systems. It will enumerate rights of victims and make sure that their rights are protected no less vigorously than the rights afforded to the accused. Further, Marcy's Law stipulates that crime victims will have the constitutional right to receive notice of all proceedings involving the accused, have the right to be heard in any proceedings in which they're implicated, the right of notice of any release or an escape of the accused in their case, the right to full and timely restitution, and I think most importantly, the right to confer with prosecutors during proceedings. Now, to date, Marcy's Law has passed in 6 states, including our neighbor Ohio, and efforts are currently underway in 10 other states, of course, Pennsylvania being one of them. But in Pennsylvania, this is going to be a multi-year process. The most common way to initiate a change in the state constitution is through a single subject amendment that is passed in 2 consecutive sessions of the General Assembly, and it will go on the ballot for a public referendum for the approval of the public. So it's important to note that Marcy's Law, it's also important to note that Marcy's Law will not infringe on any of the rights that currently exist for either the accused or the victims of crime. Those accused of crimes will continue to receive all the rights provided under the state constitution as well as other laws. Victims will also continue to receive the same rights that they always have, but they'll have additional rights. And the rights that they currently have now will be stronger than ever before because they'll be on equal footing with those of the accused being in the constitution. Pennsylvania already has a strong history of protecting victims of crime. But today, we're starting the process of putting the victims, putting their rights on equal level with that of the accused. The passage of Marcy's Law will ensure that crime victims in Pennsylvania are treated with respect, dignity, and fairness. I just want to say, as a former prosecutor, as a former defense attorney, a former district judge, I couldn't be more proud of this legislation and of everybody coming to support it. So thank you so much for being here.